Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also have a TV program that airs right after this broadcast from 8 to 8:30 on Public Access Channel number 6 entitled Searching the Scriptures. Please give it a look. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchristatharrisburg.com. You'll find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. Please give it a look. We also want to invite you to our regular Bible study and worship periods. Those times will be given at the end of this broadcast. We want you to know that we would be happy to have you come and be with us. We want nothing from you, just to show you your need for God in your life and to have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. If we can help you in any way with your spiritual walk with God, please do not hesitate to call upon us. We have been endeavoring the last few months to examine the subject of fruit of the Spirit. We are down to the fruit of the Spirit of kindness. In Galatians 5, 22 and 23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness. We have discussed thus far love, joy, peace, long-suffering, and today we come to kindness. We are in the middle of the second trio of the fruits of the Spirit traits that deal with relationship. People know what they want to have, but they don't know who they want to be. This study should shed some light on who it is we want to be. Our desire should be to be the people of God who are full of love, peace, and kindness. In other words, we should be exhibiting the truth of the Spirit. Remember, these are characteristic traits that can help us live and mature to be effective in our lives and our service to God. And we must develop these traits and we must perfect them in order to be the kind of people that God would have us to be. Let us define our subject for today, kindness. Arden Gingrich says, the Greek word means gentleness. It means goodness, uprightness, generosity, defined in the Greek Lexington Art and Gingrich. Vines defines it as, it signifies not merely goodness as a quality, rather it is goodness in action. Goodness expressing itself in deeds, yet not goodness expressing itself in indignation against sin, for it is contrasted with severity in Romans 11, verse 22, but in grace and in tenderness with compassion. In this word is used in passages like Matthew 11 and verse 30, where it says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That Greek word easy is the word that we get kindness from. And no one having drunk old wine merely desires new, for he says the old is better. In Luke 5:39, it conveys a mildness, a pleasantness, a mellowness. And so in Matthew 11 verse 28, the yoke is a way of uprightness. And in Luke 5:39, this word defined that something that is milder, that is more profitable. That's really the characteristic of kindness. It is something that is more kind and more profitable. In Romans 11, verse 22, it talks about the goodness and severity of God. Again, this comes from our word, goodness translated from the word kindness in Galatians chapter 5. Goodness and severity. Psalms 107. The redeemed, in verses 1 through 9, have the goodness. The severity of those who's chastised, in verse 10 through 16. The foolishness of sin brings severity, in verses 17 through 22. The mariners were in peril, using a physical illustration, verse 23 through 32. And the downtrodden are in a difficult situation. And so they're shown as being in a severe situation. In Romans 2, verse 4, or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? Paul told those in Rome about God's kindness, in which he demonstrated through his forbearance and long-suffering in his actions towards them. This type of kindness leads one to repentance. The Bible calls it true godly sorrow. Let us read from 2 Corinthians chapter 7, in verse number 9 and 10. It says, now rejoice not that you were made sorry, but that your sorrow led to repentance. For you were made sorry in a godly manner, that you might suffer loss for us in nothing. For godly sorrow produces repentance, leading to salvation, not to be regretted. But the sorrow of the world produces death. Notice, godly sorrow is the only type of sorrow that can lead one to true repentance. You have to be, what does that mean, dear listener? That means that I understand that I've sinned against God, that I've transgressed His will, that I have disappointed Him, and therefore I'm willing to make restitution and change my conduct in order to be more acceptable to Him. That's the kind of goodness that will lead a man or woman to repentance. God's kindness is available to all, even the wicked, in Luke chapter 6. But love your enemies and do good and lend hoping for nothing in return. And your reward will be great, and you will be the son of the Most High. For He is kind to the unthankful and the evil. Therefore, be merciful just as your Father in heaven is merciful. You see, even to the wicked, God brings the rain on the just and the unjust. Matthew 5, 44 and 45 tells us. And so God's goodness is passed on and kindness is demonstrated to all. God's kindness is available to all. In Titus chapter 3, verse 4 through 6, but when the kindness and love of our God our Savior toward man appeared, not by the works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. God's kindness is available to all through the gift of His Son, not something we merit, not something we earn, not even something we deserved. It was given to us out of love, the highest kind of love. In Hebrews 2 and verse 9, we are told that He tasted death for every man. Romans chapter 5, verse 6 through 8, says that He died for us while we were yet sinners. His love was demonstrated towards us. God showed us this act of kindness. Even though we were altogether undeserving, even though we couldn't merit it, we couldn't earn it, and nothing we could do would obligate God to do it. Yet He did it out of kindness. Why? Because He loved us. But God calls us to kindness like His attitude is towards us. We are challenged to be kind to all, to be to the ungrateful and to the evil. We are told to love them in Matthew 5, 44 through 45. We are told to show kindness to the needy, Acts 28, verse 2. To our brethren in Colossians 3, 12 through 13. The full spectrum. It encompasses everyone. We should be kind towards all people that we come in contact with in every situation. And to remember, our conduct is not determined by the actions of another person. Whether a person is kind to me, whether a person expresses goodness for me, does not relieve me of my responsibility and our duty to be kind to that person. We emphasize and we demonstrate the character of Christ. We are kind because that's the kind of people God wants us to be. Here's some kindness questions. Is my first response to others clothed in kindness? Do I demonstrate kindness in the way that I react in a given situation? Are others at ease in my presence or are they on edge? Do I make them feel uncomfortable? Can they draw close to me and draw from me? Or do I offer a cold shoulder? Am I a polymoric Christian? In other words, do I take on different forms for different days and in different circumstances? Am I rude and short-tempered on one occasion and kind on another? Does my treatment of others depend on weather or whether I woke on the right side of the bed? Do life circumstances cause me to change from being kind to being callous to being bitter to sweet? Do I allow the situations and dictates of this life to change my character? I hope not. We are to be even-keeled. We are to be kind under any scenario. It doesn't mean that we tolerate sin. Jesus was kind and compassionate, yet He called out when men were found in sin. It doesn't mean that we cannot be forceful or moral. It doesn't mean that we can't be compassionate about what we believe. Jesus was kind and compassionate, yet He was very forceful and bold when He called out the Pharisees for their hypocritical actions in Matthew chapter 23. We see Jesus called the adulterous woman out of her sin in John 8 verse 11. We should and must call men out of their sin according to 2 Corinthians 6, 14 through 18, but we must do it in kindness. doesn't mean that we cannot be bold or forceful. It doesn't mean that we can't have extreme confidence in what we believe and what we teach. But as Ephesians 4 verse 15 tells us, we must teach the truth and preach the truth in love. Because why? That's the way God wants us to do it, in order that it would be attractive to others. Being kind should make us sensitive to the needs of others, as James 2, 14 through 18 instructs us. It should make us treat everyone the way we'd like to be treated, as we read in Matthew 7 and verse 12. It should make us deal with others in the same way that God deals with us. Is God kind to us? Does he demonstrate compassion? Is he long-suffering? Is he understanding? Does he demonstrate, first and foremost, our well-being and the desires for our needs to be met? Yes. Why? Because he's kind. Because that's what he is. That's the character that he has, and that's the character he wants us to have. William Barclay said, "The Christian kindness is a lovely thing, and its loveliness comes from the fact that Christian kindness means treating others in the way in which God has treated us." You see, we are just demonstrating the way that God treats us. Does God treat us with kindness? Yes. Is he kind towards us? Does he treat us by what we deserve? Does he treat us based upon what we do? No. God is kind to everyone, and he's especially kind to those who are his children. We need to understand, and we need to exemplify this conduct in our life, that we express kindness and compassion and understanding to those that we come in contact to. You know, we're to make righteous judgment in John 7, verse 24, but that doesn't mean that we can't judge. We can't be hypocritical. Hypocritical judging is condemned in Matthew 7, 1 through 5. But we must make righteous judgment. But even when we have to make judgments, or we have to rebuke people in sin, or we have to correct behavior, we must do it with kindness. We must do it with expressing our love for that person, expressing our desire that we're concerned about that person, and that we want that person to change, not only to please us, but to please the God who loved him and sent his son to die for him, that he might be found acceptable in him. That must be our conduct. That must be our focus. And we must use every expression of kindness that we can exhibit to those who are lost and dying in sin. We must be concerned about their spiritual welfare. We must be concerned that they're going in the wrong direction spiritually. And we must be kind in the way that we approach them. And we must even be kind when we have differences. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I have differences with many of you that are listening to this program today. There are things that we do not agree upon. There are things that I believe, according to God's word, that is not in accordance with his will. And it puts your soul in spiritual jeopardy. But that does not give me a license to treat you in an ugly way or an unkind way, or to not be compassionate and long-suffering with you. I must exemplify those characters in my life in order to try to bring you to Christ. And I'm going to try to do that to my dead level best. And God expects me to do that to be effective and efficient in his work. And so, ladies and gentlemen, could you be called a kind person? Do you treat others with kindness? Do you exhibit this trait in your life in your dealing with other people, whether they be your family, your neighbors, your friends, your co-workers, whoever they might be? Do you treat them with kindness? I hope so, because that demonstrates and exhibits to others that you belong to the Lord, that you're one of his children. Thank you for listening. Tune in again next Lord's Day.